بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver at home, it is only to the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of assembling here to remember him. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this opportunity. In this cold weather, Allah is now giving us the chance to warm up our hearts with his love, with his remembrance. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that the attendant or the servant of the king should not feel that he is doing a great favor upon the king by serving him. Rather, it is the king's shafqat and favor upon him, upon the servant, that the king is allowing the servant to serve him. It is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that Allah is giving us the opportunity and the chance to make his ibadat, to make his dhikr. We are so insignificant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can choose so many others to take his name. Allah has angels. From the time they have been created, some are in the standing position glorifying Allah. Some are in the ruku position glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some in sujood glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is totally independent. Allah does not even require the angels to make his ibadat, to take his praise and him his praise and glory. Allah has given us a chance to take his name. So it is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore for this ni'mat we will make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imagine a life of total heedlessness, ghaflat. A person doesn't even remember to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days go by, weeks go by, months, and he has never even sat down and made a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last week we had mentioned the example that the mashayikh give of a beginner in tasawuf, in tazkiyah, who has taken this path of suluk. He's like a person who has just learned how to ride a horse, and he has to be very cautious. Sometimes he has somebody even holding, the trainer holds the horse for him. Until he makes such progress and he learns the skill and he masters riding a horse, then he is able to ride alone and very swiftly. And he is even able to make some tricks on the horse. But then too he is wary and cautious of this horse. Like that, this nafs. We are learning to control this nafs. The nafs has desires. It will prompt us. There will be temptations. So we have to learn how to control this nafs. And if we let go of the reins of the horse, then obviously the horse is going to throw us off. Like that, if we have no control of the nafs, then we will become overcome by the nafs. And the nafs will overpower us. And therefore, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who strive in our path. In other words, some ulama and mashayikh have explained that one has to make mujahada. He has to oppose his nafs, his desires. The temptation will come to look at that haram woman. But the person has to now control the temptation. He has to control his gaze. Fina, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him noor in his heart. And this is the noor that we require, that strengthens our heart, that enables us to enjoy our ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gives us the strength and builds this firm wall against the arrows of shaitan. It gives us the strength to combat the temptations of nafs and shaitan and the evil ploys of nafs and shaitan. It helps us to overcome the storms that we are faced with, and the challenges when we go out in the public or in privacy, wherever we are, And then when we are lured and tempted by shaitan, then Allah gives us this batini nur, this inner nur, that helps us make our heart firm and strong. So wherever we are, whether we are abroad, whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, whether we are sick, whether we are in the masjid, or in school, or university, or workplaces, then because of this nur that we have developed in our heart, through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we have become the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything else is not, it is zero. It is only the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is embedded in our heart. And this is what we are striving towards. To annihilate our egos, our whims, our fancies, to oppose our nafs, the wrong, the harmful temptations. And when this happens, then we are given the strength to remove from our hearts the akhlaqi radhila, the base qualities, the evil qualities of hirs, greed, tama, avarice, anger, ghusa, pride, takabbur, arrogance, love of haram things. And we say no to all these things. We negate these things. It's not just an overnight combat. It is a lifelong struggle. But Allah is there to assist us. And when we slowly, and when we gradually remove and expel from our hearts these evil temptations and evil qualities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this batini nur and taqat and strength, and then Allah ta'ala gives us the chance to fill our hearts with good qualities, akhlaqi hamida. And this is what tasawwuf is all about, and tazkiyah, purification of the soul, to develop good qualities in our heart. First we remove all the evil qualities, and we place in our hearts and we inculcate in our lives good qualities. We are polite, we are kind, we are affectionate, we are loving and caring, and we have in our heart the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when this love is so strong, and then every second of our life we just want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel uncomfortable when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel restless when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a fish out of the water, it begins to quiver and shake. Like that a person who is not in that environment, but he's got his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that fish is now again directing his attention, he's trying to get back into the water. The person is waiting to come back into the ta'at of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make the tazkiyah of our hearts. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, Allah's fadl, Allah's kindness, that He gives us the tawfiq to take His name, to make His dhikr, and to try and polish and cleanse our heart. It is extremely important, imperative in this zamana, especially when we have got so many filthy things all around us, and so much of sin and vice and masiyat, that we require these programs wherein we are reminded again of purifying our heart. May Allah Ta'ala give myself tawfiq and all of us to make our hearts shine and brim with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah had mentioned, and the meaning of the hadith and the dua is, Allahumma naqqila min al-dhunubi wal-khataya kama yunaqqa thubul abiyadu min al-dinas. O Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Like how a person has a soiled garment. The garment has got stains on it. It is dirty. It is impure. And then it is thoroughly cleansed and washed and purified. And you put all the detergents and the washing powder, and it goes into the washing machine. And after the few spins, and it is completely comes out clean, as though it is brand new. Like that we are clean, we are trying to cleanse and purify our heart. Like how a soiled garment, after washed, it becomes clean and pure. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, Allah, Allah,
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا الله هماري غناكم عفو. يا الله هماري خطاؤكم عفو. يا الله protect us. يا الله forgive us. يا الله help us and guide us. يا الله we are very weak. يا الله يا الله the ummah is going to great challenges. يا الله great difficulties. يا الله يا الله when qiyamah will take place only you know. يا الله يا الله protect us. يا الله protect our iman. Protect the iman of our family, our children, our progeny, ya Allah, our friends, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, ya Allah, our students, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, ya Allah. We need hidayat, ya Allah. Unite our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give us the himmat, ya Allah, the courage, ya Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make that mujahada, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make islah of our ruh, of our soul, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Ya Allah, give us imani kamil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the bikamal in our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of amali saliha, ya Allah. Allah, help us to do righteous deeds, my Allah, with ikhlas and acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all bad qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the razail from our heart, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us akhlaqi hamida, my Allah. Give us a beautiful akhlaq, my Allah. Make us develop good qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shizir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, those who are elderly, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them go through any difficulty, my Allah. Grant them sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Make our khatama be with iman, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our mouth come to us in Madinah Sharif. Grant us baril in Jannatul Baqih, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur, water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq be asan for us. Ya Allah, make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands with hopes only in your mercy, ya Allah, in your kindness, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujib da'wati al-Muttarrina idha da'awk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir wa Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, Biqabaiha wa nazahiha, Rahmatan tughrina biha, Al-Rahmati man siwaak. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffat, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, da'awat and tabliqhi, mehnat qabool for me. The mashayikh are making effort in the khankas, accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the madaris, makatib, darul ulooms, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, ya Allah. Different organizations, ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا Ya Allah, make us true dhakireen and shakireen, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين